ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe. Maseches Bechoros is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Reb Rafael ben Reb Moshe.
Since Bechoros Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph continues with the sugya of Shutfus Patering Maisa Behema and how it's intertwined and pertains to the sugya of Breira, I would like to finish off and discuss a few more points about the sugya here on the bottom of Nun Vav Amud Beis that talks about how Shutfus Paters for Maisa Behema, the machlokes between Rav Anan, Rav Nachman, and like we discussed, there's a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, what is exactly the gedder of the Torah of Maisa Behema by Shutfus. Rashi holds simple Pashup Pshat, that Shutfus is part of Maisa Behema, like we learn out from the Gemara, Yilachav Aleshal Shutfus, that a Shutfus type of ownership is not Chayav Maisa Behema, while the Rambam learns that no, it's more of a Lekuach-oriented Ptur. That when they split it up a shutfus, it's as if they sold it to each other. That's how the creation of a shutfus is. And in fact, if later on they were to grow new animals from the partnership, those animals would actually be chayiv and ma'aseh behem, according to the Rambam, as we discussed. And we mentioned that the Marit Al-Ghazi asks, so why do you need a p'tor of shutfus according to the Rambam? Typically, that's the p'tor l'kuach. And he says the nafkamin is because part of it is not a shutfus, part of it wasn't really a l'kuach, it was always his. Just the other half was split. That's the Marat Al-Ghazi's Malach. But the emes is that there's a much more, you say this, the Kamahalach from the Briskerov, that the Briskerov said in Tmurudaf Yud Gimel, that if, let's say, they would break it up into Shutfus while it's still a Mechus Zman, it would still have the Ptur of Shutfus. Lekuach, as we said in Amar Aleph, doesn't have the Ptur of Shutfus at all, because it's not Shas Asiyah. Excuse me, it doesn't have the Ptur of Lekuach at all, because it's not Shas Asiyah. Says the Briskerov, but a shutfus that was created, even Teich Zayin Yamim, when it's not yet Roy Lasio, will also have a din of shutfus pattering from Maisa Behema. And if you think about it, it's a fascinating yisoid. Because if the Maisa Lekuach doesn't patter when it's a Mechus Zman, so the split up of a shutfus which is Lekuach oriented shouldn't either patter. Elamai, the Havana must be, that since it is currently on the eighth day, a behema that had a shutfus breakup, so it now still has residue, it's still considered a behema shel shutfin that's part of a ma'aseh behema. And the lekuach of a shutfus is still kayim in the animal as opposed to a lekuach action that took place on the fourth day or the third day. L'ma'aseh it's a noilad b'shusoy and it's not going to have a p'tor of lekuach. Still needs a little bit of work. But that's what the Briskerov said. In order to properly encompass the whole sugya over here, let's be chayzer v'shoyne review and clarify what the machlokes Rav Anan and Rav Nachman is, and how exactly Rashi and the Rambam respectively go through this machlokes, and that will give us a very clear picture of the whole sugya. Again, what's the machlokes Rav Anan and Rav Nachman? First of all, we have the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us that shutfus by ma'aseh behem is potter, although they're chayiv in kalboin, and by tfusas abayis, you're chayiv in ma'aseh behem. And now the Gemara tells us that the Mishnah said, cholku v'chazer v'neshtatfu is p'turin m'ma'aseh behem, says the Gemara that there's a machlokes Rav Anan and Rav Nachman. Rav Anan says that we say that you're potter from ma'aseh behema by cholku v'chazer v'neshtatfu is only when it was gedim keneged tloim and tloim keneged gedim. But if it was gedim and gedim and tloim equally, then we say zeh chelkei hamagiyah mishar rishayna. And like Rashi explains, and the Gemara tells us here on the top of Nun Zayin Amud Aleph that it's tali and breira. And Rav Nachman says that no, ain breira. And therefore, you don't say Zeh Yechelke Mishar Rishayna, and whether they split up Gedim Keneged Tlayim and Tlayim Keneged Gedim, or they actually split it up finitely and evenly, Gedim Keneged Gedim and Tlayim Keneged Tyoshim, there's still a din that ain Breira, and you don't say Zeh Yechelke Shagiyim Mishar Rishayna, and they're still going to be Potter from Maaser Behema. That's the Gemara. Now, before we discuss exactly what Rav Nachman and Rav Anan are arguing about, and what the Pshat and Rav Anan is, a general overview of the whole concept of how Breira plays a role in Yerusha over here is in place. What does Breira mean usually? For example, Shnei Lugenshan Yosid Lahafrish, when a guy says he has a barrel of wine, and he says, eventually I'm going to be Mafrish two Lugan out of this whole barrel, and that's going to be the Truma, the Meiser, etc., And right now he's going to drink based on the hafrasha that he just did with the verification and clarification which specific lugan he meant to be mafresh then. And if you hold yesh brero, it will be retroactively revealed that the hafrasha that he made earlier was chal on the specific lugan that he's going to later verify. Basically, you could hook up the maisa hafrasha of earlier with the later specification of which one it is. And yesh brero says it's revealed retroactively that this is the ones that were truma and everything works out. If you hold aim brero, that doesn't fly. That's the standard brero in Kala Terakula. When it comes to Yerusha, in our Gemara over here, with regards to the Gdiyim and the Tyoshim of the animals, or with the Gemara on the top over here, by Achen Shecholku, like Rabbi Yochanan, Lekuchas Heine, Machzirin Zel, Zeb, Yovel, because of Ein Breira, and if you hold Yesh Breira, then they're Yarshin Hain. And the third place where you find this, amongst others, is the Gemara in Kedushin, famous Gemara, where a Ger Yarshin together with his ex-brother, in other words, the brother that didn't convert, the Yarshin from their father, the Gentile, all his possessions. And the Yid obviously doesn't want to have any part and parcel of the Avodah Zarah, the Getchkes that the father had. So he's going to get the donkeys, the camels, the tables, and the chairs. And the Goy is going to take the Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, there's no problem that you're benefiting by exchanging that the Goy should get the Avodah Zarah and the Ger should get the good stuff, the Chamayrim and the tables. It's not Chilufei Avodah Zarah or anything. Because Yesh Breira says that this is the chelik that he was destined to inherit from day one. Now, this is extremely perplexing, because obviously there's no possible way to say that it's retroactively revealed from the time of death of the father that this child is going to get this piece of karka, this donkey, and this child is going to get this tioshim, and this gedim, and this tables, and this chairs, and this field. It's impossible to say that. It was a total toss-up of the entire estate of the father, and basically they could come to the drawing board whenever they get around to it and split it up. And they could split it up whichever way they want, but there was no predetermined perforated line who's going to get what. So how is it possible to say that it was retroactively revealed that this is what you were supposed to get? Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going to happen, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't prescribe it to happen this way. You could have just as easily said, you take the Gedim and I'll take the Tioshim, you take these Gedim and I'll take these Gedim, I'll take 1, 3, 5, and 7, you take 2, 4, 6, and 8, or I'll take 1, 2, 3, 4, and you take 5, 6, 7, 8. There's no way, there's no rhyme or reason how to predetermine or how to say that it's retroactively revealed that this is how it was meant to be. So what at all does it mean in the Gemara here that Rav Hanan holds that Yesh Breira and Zeh HaYechelkei Mishari Shaina? Well, how could somebody possibly hold that Achen Shecholku is Yarshin Hain? It's a bomb question that really needs to be clarified. So I think that the answer is, and perhaps this is what Rav Chaim Brisker means to be saying in Hilchos Shecheinim, if I'm quoting it properly, then so be it, that the chat is like this. Of course, it's not retroactively revealed that you were supposed to get this sheep and I was supposed to get that sheep. The point is that since there was an entire estate that was landing from the Yerush, the deceased, to the Yarshim, from the Marish, I should say, to the Yarshim, and the din of the Yerusha is the entire estate, all the possessions is, that they shall split it equally, and all of them have a din to take a chelik of it. So when they do actually split it, it's chal, that this is the chelik that the Yerusha gave you. Not that it's verified retroactively that you were supposed to get this chelik and not the other chelik, but that the classification and the way that we view what you took is not like you went and you decided, okay, we have a partnership of this whole thing, let's split it up. No. It was a unified tfusis abayis for everyone, with everybody having a clamp to be determined where he's going to clamp, which clasp he's going to crunch out of and take for himself. And when he does take that, that is chalat. That's what the Yerusha gave him directly. So it's a verification and a clarification what you are taking machmas yerdin Yerusha. But not that it's retroactively revealed for earlier. This is very important basic understanding and translation of the whole concept of Breir by Yerusha, and we're going to revisit it in a few minutes, and therefore I wanted to get that clear and out of the way so that we could proceed to tackle and understand the basic Gemara here. So now, let's go again over what happened in the Sugya. Firstly, that the Mishnah said that Shutvus is Potter by Meister Behema and Tvus is Abayis is Chayiv. So according to Rashi, that means that any time that animals are owned by a cartel, by a partnership, they're not included in a unified ownership. It's rather a partnered ownership, and therefore animals are automatically not included in Yilecha and the Pater because of Maisa Behema. Tusis Abayis is Chayiv because it's one unique individual ownership, albeit that that ownership is owned, or the brothers, the sons, all have rights to it, but it's one ownership, it's a unique ownership, especially if you say Ki'ilu Ha'av Kayim Banachosim. And according to the Rambam, things change dramatically. According to the Rambam over here in Pirush Mishnayos, as well as in Perek Vav from Hilchos Becharis, that Shutfus B'Maisa Behema is Potter is because the creation of a Shutfus is a split, which is basically very synonymous to Lekuach. Basically, they basically are transferring my part and your part into a partnership, so it's like Lekuach, and that's why it's Potter. And Yarshim, according to the Rambam, that Yarshim, the animals, guess what, are also Potter. Now, let's revisit that a moment. It's not just because, like we said, that Rishus Yairish is Kishus Lekeach Dami. For even if you hold Rishus Yairish is Lav Kishus Lekeach Dami, the Rambam would still hold that Yarshin are going to be Pater from Maiser Behema on animals that they Yarshined. Why? Because basically, an animal that was owned by the father and now is owned by a few brothers automatically switched from a Rishus HaYachid to, let's call it, a Rishus HaRabim. It was owned privately by one individual. Now it's owned by numerous people. So the creation and the situation that the animal is now sheared amongst numerous owners, that itself is classified as like a change, and that now it went through a transition of becoming owned by a partnership, which is the Shutfus version, the Shutfus-oriented Torah of Lekuach. That's how the Rambam learns. So what does it mean that Tusis Abayis is Chayiv and Maiser Behema? That means that should the Tusis Abayis go ahead and produce new animals, let's say the animals will have babies, those babies, the parents that were inherited are going to be Potter because they went through the transition of Yerusha. While the babies that were created in the Tusis Abayis, just like babies according to the Rambam that are created in a Shutfus, are actually going to be Chayiv in Maiser Behema like the Rambam. So now, when you have Tusis Abayis animals, and your Cholku v'chazur v'nishtatfu, says the Mishnah, your Potter. According to Rashi, the Cholku itself, they were owned by an individual family, Tusis Abayis. Then they split it up, you get this one, I get this one. So it was never in a situation where it's owned by a cartel, by a partnership. Because originally it was a Tusis Abayis, which is deemed and viewed as one, and then each individual took what he took. Still Chayiv. Chazur v'nishtatfu, we'll see in a moment, according to Rashi, is Tali in the Machlekes Rav Hanan and Rav Nachman of Breira. That if you say that Chazur v'nishtatfu is a new partnership, nothing to do with the history, like Rav Nachman holds, since Ein Breira, so even though Tusis Abayis was an individual, and Cholku was still owned by individuals, Chazur v'nishtatfu is now a new partnership, according to Rav Nachman, because Ein Breira, nothing to do with the history in the past and the inheritance or the original partnered, unified ownership of Tusis Abayis. So it's a new partnership. It's going to be Chayiv and Maiser Behema, a Potter from Maiser Behema, sorry, like a Behema Sachutfus. But according to the Rambam holds that when they had a Tusis Abayis, it was Potter. Cholku is for sure going to be Potter, regardless. Even if new animals were born to the Tusis Abayis, which the Rambam would normally hold as Chayiv because it's a unified ownership and it's not partnered and it didn't go through a transition process of becoming partnership or numerous owners, but then it was Cholku. So now it's for sure going to have a Ptor Lekuach because you split it up. So now, Chazur v'nishtatfu, according to Rabbanan, is Chayiv because Zeh Yechelkei HaMegiyah L'Mishar Rishayna. According to the Rambam, Gevald, it's Mama Shapella. It really needs to be explained. According to Rashi, that we say Tusis Abayis is Chayiv because it's one individual ownership, so now also it's one ownership. And the Chalukah didn't change that. And it's Chazur v'nishtatfu, if it's Chazur L'Chelkei HaMegiyah L'Mishar Rishayna Breira style, so nothing changed, and it's going to be in the same status that it was before, and it's Chayiv. If it's Gdiyim, Gdiyim, and Tiyoshim, Tiyoshim. But according to the Rambam, what do you mean? Once it was already Cholku, so that's it. It's Potter from Maiser Behema. How does it come back and re-attain a Chi of Maiser Behema? It already has a Petrol Lekuach, and that's it. It's Mamash Apella, She'en Kamoyu, Pashup Shat in the Gemara, according to the Rambam. Who asks this Kasha? The Avi Ezri in Hilchos Shkolim, Perek Gimel. And it's Mamash Abam Kasha. square. And according to the Rambam, what does Rav Hanan mean that Chozev Neshtatfu Zeh Chelki Hamagia Mishar Rishayna? L'maisa, it was Cholku, and now they're revisiting, they're going back to be Meshtatef as a family. Even if they would Yarshin it as a family in the first place, it would be Potter from Maisa Behema. So how could this be any better? How could this be any better? L'maisa had a transition. How could it be Chayev in Maisa Behema? Ozefrek Da'avi Ezri. Now, there's a lot to discuss about this, to go into the anatomy of Shutfis and Tfusis Habayis, and so on and so forth. I'd like to say an answer, an explanation to this question, which I think is Pashup Shat in the Gemara. And if you look in the Sefer Minchas Avraham, he elaborates on this. I'd like to say something very similar to what he's saying. However, I'd like to add something very important. First of all, just very quickly, there's a Machlekes Rambam and the Ravid over there that the Avi Ezri is going on Parag Gimel of Hilchos Shkolim, a very important fundamental Machlekes. And the Migdal Oiz over there compares it to a Rambam in Hilchos Shluchim V'Shutfin, which really goes into the dynamics and the bones of what exactly is a Shutfis and that there's two types of Shutfis. This is a very, very, you know, deep sugya that we can elaborate on based on the sugya in Ksubas Daf Tzad Gimel, about how do we look at a shutfus. Sometimes there's a shutfus where Reuven brings $100 and Shimon brings $100, and basically Reuven owns, quote-unquote, $100 worth of the shutfus while Shimon owns the other. And sometimes there is money that is together sprouted from the partnership, not necessarily money that they put in or that they own, but that just grew together from the partnership. And that would be looked at as one individual ownership that is owned by two, as opposed to two separate partnered ownerships. Okay? And that would be the explanation when you're chayiv in a kalvin and when you're potter in a kalvin. But we're not going to go into that. We're just going to stay one point here. And that is, what is the pshat in the Rambam that chazuv nishtatfu, we say, zechelke yamagi mishari shayno, and they could become again chayiv in maisa behema, even though the Rambam's opinion officially was that once you went into to the transition process of being owned by more than one entity, the transfer itself, whether it's Yarshin or Lekuchis or Shutfis, makes it Potter, and how is it becoming Chayiv again? So first of all, we'll begin with the fact that we discussed on Daf Nun Vav that there's a major Shaila. Pashtas, the Gemara seems to say clearly that if a person has an animal that's Chayiv in Maisa Behema, or it's fit to be Chayiv in Maisa Behema, and he sells it, where it would attain a p'tur of lekuach, which is potter from Maisa Behema, and then he repurchases it. So by Dagon and Zroim, we say there's a din that since it's tvua zaracha, when it's sold, it's not tvua zaracha. It's Reuven's, not Shimon's. But when Reuven buys it back, hey, he's the guy. Now it's tvua zaracha. So what about by Maisa Behema? Pashas the Gemara says that once it's potter by Maisa Behema, it is potter. It's ifta label lekuach, and now it does not become chayiv again, even if he were to repurchase that. However, we mentioned that the Chemda Shloim and Siman Aleph and others discuss a possibility, and perhaps it's true that that's what the Rambam holds, that even by a Petor Lekuach, if he's Chazir V'Lokach, he's Chayef. So now, if the situation would be that you have a Shutfis that is Chayef in Maaser Behema, again, Rashi holds Shutfis is always Potter from Maaser Behema, but the Rambam holds that if you have a partnership and animals are grown from the partnership's animals, those animals, even though they're totally Shutfis-owned animals, are Chayiv and Maaser Behema. Because the Rambam doesn't have a direct psul, p'tur of Maaser Behema by Shutfis. The Rambam holds that a Behema Sashutfin is Chayiv and Maaser Behema. And the only time that Behema Sashutfin is Potter in Maaser Behema, according to the Rambam, is because the creation of the shutfis is like a lekuach type of thing, and it patters it because of the transition from rishuyos becoming a partnership, and also becoming an inheritance for that matter. That's why the Rambam holds its patter. So originally you could have a behemoth as shutfin that is chayv imaiser behema. Oh, now if you're cholku, if you split it up, that transition itself should make it separate entities, and it should be lekuach, and it should be chayv, it should be patter in maiser behema. Says Rav Hanan, yeah, but if it's chazur v'nishtatfu, gedim gedim tioshim tioshim in a style that you could say breira, and you say zechelke hamagi mishari shayna, that it can be retroactively revealed that this was the animal that you officially yarshin. So the same way we could say that by Yerusha according to Rashi, we could say that by Shutfus according to the Rambam. What does that mean? That means that if you say breira, then basically getting the animal back to the previous status would be basically bringing the animal back to the original situation where it was in. Let's break this down. Let's say you have a partnership. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi own animals, and they all have babies. Now, these five babies are behemoth ashutfin, which are chayiv and meiser behemoth, because they belong to the Reuven, Shimon, and Levi cartel. Then, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi go and break up. Forget about how you split five amongst three, but they break up, and now the animals belong some to Reuven, some to Shimon, and some to Levi. And then they're chazir v'nishtatfu, in a way that Breyer says that these animals are now back classified to that cartel, unity cartel, individual cartel, which is an entity owned by the Reuven and Shimon and Levi Corporation. So that's the same behemoth ha-shutfin that's owned by a joint shutfis that it was earlier. So if you hold that chazir v'lokach is chayiv, like the Rambam and the Chanda Shloima say, Pshan the Rambam, that Chazir v'lokach is chayiv, then you could say that over here also you could have a Chazir, even though it went through a transition status of Lekulach, and the Mele it's Potter, but if it goes back to the previous status, it should be Tvua Zarecha oriented Chazir v'lokach, that it's going to be chayiv. So the Mele Rav Anan holds, if say Zech Helke Amagiyah Mishari Shoini, you could do that even in the Rambam's world of Shutfus. It could become to the same situation that it was earlier, that even an animal that was born to Shutfin is going to be is going to be chayiv again, and it's not going to have the historical p'tur of lekuach from the cholku, and chazir v'nishtatfu will be back to square one, and it will be chayiv. And basically, everything that I'm telling you, you'll pardon me if it's a little complicated, but this is the basic, simple understanding that's required for this Gemara. I would just like to add a very important point. It's an astronomical chiddush to say that lokach v'chazar, in other words, chazar v'lokach, that the buyer, the original owner, brings it back, is chayiv again. It's possible. We explained how the Gemara could stim with the Rambam, and you could hold that way, not like many achrayim that are very, very adamant that chazar v'lokach avada is still potter by Meister Behema. But I'd like to say, and we touched on this in the beginning here, with the Brisker of Tamura, that even if we say that the Rambam holds that Shutfis and Yarshim have a p'tur of Meister Behema, Lekuach style, but we mentioned that it's not a regular p'tur of Lekuach, and that's why you need a new pasuk. It's a new p'tur of Lekuach. We said that even if Lekuach is not going to pater Koidim Shas Asiya in a Mechusir Zman, if you sell a Mechusir Zman and then B'Shas the eighth day, it's in your Rishus, it's called Naila B'Shus in your Chayiv, like the Rambam. But nevertheless, why? Because it's not Shas Asiya, and the P'tor Lekuach is only B'Shas Asiya. Nevertheless, says the Briskerov, if it has a Shutfis that was created, and the P'tor Lekuach style of Shutfis that comes from the creation of the Shutfis, patters even if it was B'Shas Mechus Zman. And we see that the pshat is because now that the animal is in a partnership that was created, a partnership creation that this animal has is what's pattering it. So B'Mela, I want to say that even if you hold that Chazir v'lokach is potter because it was lekuach, and it was chal p'tur lekuach, and memela it's potter, but it could be that Chazir v'lokach, if you go back to your original shutfis status that you had earlier, and that status was a shutfis that's not potter from Meiser Behema, that was chayiv in Meiser Behema, so the status and the complexion of the shutfis, that these animals were born to the shutfis, and they're not animals that had a shutfis transition. And we say that going back to the old shutfis status is not a new creation, it's just chalkeya magia mishari shayno. If that's the case, so that means that the animals are now not in a new, going through a transition, but rather they're going back, they're rejoining and connecting to their old status. And just like we said that the shutfis creation has residue even for later, and since the animal went through that transition and still has those vibes, it's potter from Meister Behema. So likewise, if you reconnect to an animal that was born to a shutfis that doesn't have a p'tor, it'll be chayiv in Meister Behema. And Mamele, even if you hold a chazir v'lokach, it's potter on Amar Aleph. Not like the Chem de Shloima, I think it's still possible to explain how the Rambam would understand Rav Anan in our Gemara. Now, the Gemara says, "Va'azder Rabbi Yechonel Tamei." After the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yechonel at the bottom, the Gemara says, "On top of Nonzayin Amar Aleph, Va'azder Rabbi Yechonel Tamei." Am Rabbi Yechonel, "Aachen Shacholku Lekuches Heinu Machzirin Zel Zeh B'Yovel." The Gemara says later, "It's Shrichasav from Bechar and from Sada Lagabi Chazara from Yovel. The Yashmin and Besada, I would think, because of Lechumra, and vice versa, because of Bebara Lecha by Bechar." Now, what does this mean, Lechumra? Lechara Yesh La'ayin, a very fundamental Chakira, very Geshmaka Chakira. If let's say I have a field, and I'm not sure if the field is supposed to go back by Yovel, How are we meant to look at this? Do we say, I'm a mukzik in my field, you want to tell me that I should give it back to you because it's yovel? I'm not sure. Maybe it's yarshin hein, and there's no din of machzirin zel zel yovel. Maybe it's the coolest hein, and it's machzirin zel zel yovel. So if it's a suffix, so the chumra, you want me to give it back to you? What do you mean? I might say mechaverei olav haraya. Or no, you say, listen, there's a mitzvah to be machzir asada b'yovel. Like it's mashma, I believe, in the chinuch and in others. It's a mitzvah saseh. And if it's a mitzvah saseh to be machzir asada b'yovel, safik de raisa l'chumra. I'm not sure. So on the one hand, you say, safik de raisa l'chumra, and it's nothing mitzvah saseh. On the other hand, you could say, I'm oisim echaveri, all of a raya. Now, before we discuss what the tzadim are, let's lay down what Rabbi Seinu G'dayli Acharim say about this. First of all, you would figure that this should be a basic, a Gemara Mefereshes, a Rambam. It's really not clear in the Gemara and the Rishonim what the din is, besides this Gemara that we're discussing here. Do we say, Safik D'Raisa L'Chumra, do we say, Amaisa Mechavei Olav Araya? Now, if you go through very clearly the whole Sugya here, and in Gittin Daf Chafei Amin Aleph, it sounds very much like this Shaila that we just discussed is a Machlokes the Marshal and Yamshel Shleima, in his famous, great Arichus, in Perek HaPara and Baba Kama about Breira, with the Pnei Yeshua over there in Gittin Daf Chafei, as well as the Shara Melech and Perek Gimel of Gerish and Halacha Dal. They, Mamash, seem to be arguing about this Shaila. Do we say, Amaitse Mechavel of Araya? Or do we say that it's a Suffolk Mitzvah, like the Lashon of Rashi and Gittin over there, and Suffolk Mitzvah Saseh is L'chumra? Now, you could start talking about that even though we know Suffolk D'Raisa L'chumra, by a Mitzvah Saseh, it's not so simple that you say Suffolk D'Raisa L'chumra. But usually the prevailing opinion is that Suffolk D'Raisa L'chumra applies not only by Yisurim, but even by a Mitzvah Saseh. In fact, even if you hold that it doesn't apply by a Mitzvah Saseh, it would still apply Midrabanan to be Machmer by a Mitzvah Saseh, like the Prima Gadim speaks out, I think in Siman Yud Zayin and Siman Shin Mem Dalet. However, there are two other basic understandings in this Shaila. Number one, it's a general Shaila that you have any time where a mitzvah gets married and coincides with mamonos. You have a suffix of mitzvah to lend out money. You have a suffix if you have to give Pidgin HaBen money. And many other monetary related mitzvahs. It's almost directly related to the famous Machlekes Ran and other Rishonim in the Darim Dav Zayin. When you have a suffix tzedakah, do we say, Amaitzim Mechavel of Arai, I don't have to give the money? Or do we say, no, it's a suffix mitzvah saseh, Abafichas of tzedakah and nether, and you have to go do Maitzis Vasecha Tishmar? What do you do by a suffix mitzvah saseh with a suffix moment? So perhaps we could directly plug in this question, this machlokes, Pnei Yeshua and the Marshal and Yamshel Shleima and others, I mean, just for example, there's the Sefer Karban Alitzur, which has an elaboration on the topic of Breira, and it's brought down in the Steichemed, Marecha Beis, Simen Mem Gimel, and others also elaborate about this. I think the Karanari talks about it a little bit in Zvachim Daf Gimel. The Ein Kam Mekayim Laharach, many discuss this question, if we say Safik Yovel L'chumra, or do we say that no, he's a muhzik, and a maisim echavei olav araya. I just would like to say that perhaps this question revolves around a whole different fundamental question about yovel. How do we look at a karka that's acquired in the zman of yovel? Do we say that when you buy it, it's an eternal purchase? You're buying full rights and ownership of the karka la'olam olam vo'ed. Just that when yovel comes, there's a hafka'a. And now we have a karka, and it's a suffix if there's a hafka on this karka, so you're a muhzik, because until we know better, you're a muhzik. Or do we say no, that the original purchase was only a time sensitive, it was only, you know, a kinyan lizman until yovel. And now if you have a suffix, if it was a kinyan lizman or not, so you're not a muhzik, because it's a gufa suffix if you got it for klape after yovel. So maybe if that's the case, you wouldn't even have the muhzakis when you have a suffix, mineu bay in the whole bare bones of your kinyan in this karka that maybe was only until this day. So if the shaila is, if you had it past this day or not, maybe your mechzakus wouldn't play that strong of a role. Again, this is very, very involved in many different issues, but I just wanted to mention the shaila of how to learn the Gemara over here. And the actual din of Achon Shechol Pelukuchas, and over here Rashi doesn't say much, but Rashi in Gittin Daf Chafei Amid Aleph, as well as Daf Mamches Amid Aleph, and numerous other times, Rashi says very perplexing words. Achon shechol kelukuchas hein, Rashi and Gittin, I'm quoting on the third skinny line. Chafei Amar Aleph, the Ein Breiru, the Ikel Meichash Chelik Shonot Al Zeh Hoye Roy LaOchiv VeChlifu. We have to be choishish that maybe the Chelik, then Reuven Shimon and Levi split up. Maybe Chelik Shonot Al Zeh, that which Reuven took, Hoye Roy LaOchiv was fit for Shimon or Levi VeChlifu. I'm really perplexed by these words. What does that mean? If you hold Ein Breiru, that means that Reuven and Shimon and Levi are splitting a totally random, undefined estate, which there's no rhyme or reason why to say Reuven, Shimon, or Levi should get any which chalik. If you hold Yesh Breira somehow, like we discussed earlier, you could say that legally it's deemed as this is what you got, this was your chalik in the Yerusha, not the other one. And if you hold the Ein Breira, the problem is not that maybe you got Shimon or Levi's chalik per se, the problem is that there's no rhyme or reason, so it's not going to be retroactively revealed that this is your specific prime chalik, but rather, they were all for all Reuven, all three chalakim were for Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and they could have been split in any which way. And the problem is not Dilma Reuven's chalik was supposed to be for Shimon's and they switched. The problem is not that there's no rhyme or reason, so there's no retroactive revelation that this is supposed to be yours, that's all. Lekuch is saying that it's basically it's a new acquisition from your brothers and from the partnership. But why is it cool that maybe this is your brothers and the Echlifu? I'm really bothered by this Rashi. I don't have a great answer, but perhaps what Rashi means is a very sadistic, interesting thing that Rashi holds about Breira in general. Without undue elaboration, at least for now, there's a Rashi in Chulin, Yadalat Amar Aleph, from the Sugya of Shnei Lugin Shani Yosef Lahafrish, which is mashma, that even if you hold Ein Breira, it's not the pshat that nothing is chal, it's chal a suffix. Not that nothing happens. We say that Breira would mean that it's revealed clearly what's what retroactively. Ein Breira just means that it's not revealed clearly retroactively, but not that the ear goes completely out of the tires and nothing happens. Rather, let's say by Shnei Lugin Shani Yosef Lahafrish, you make out Afrashas Truma, and it's just an undeterminable, it's an eternally undeterminable chalois. Because the later specification about which ones you'd like to decide should be the Truma does not connect itself retroactively to the Maisa of Rosh of earlier. They don't link up and enjoin, and therefore it just remains undecided. Even though you said you're going to decide it, and you did go undecided, but the things don't join up together because ain't Breira, and it remains an eternal suffix. That's what Rashi seems to hold, as opposed to saying that nothing happens. Famous Tosis and Erevin Laman Zayin and Beis brings down a Machlokes Rishonim about this. So Zayin Breira means nothing at all, but the Zayin Breira just means that it remains a suffix. Perhaps if we understand, like Rashi does, that Ein Breira means that it's a suffix, so Mamela, Ein Breira doesn't mean that there's no rhyme or reason to retroactively reveal which chelik was supposed to go to which person, and it's as if you got this chelik birusha. The pshat is that it's a chefza of a suffix. It's an eternal unknown. It's an unknown that's not verifiable. It stays a suffix. So what would be the suffix? The suffix is this your Yerusha retroactively, or is it not? And since it stays a suffix, so it's not really, really that maybe Reuven got Shimon's and Levi got Reuven's and Shimon got Levi's, or maybe not, that the suffix, the pshat is it's a chefza of a suffix, but not the pshat that nothing is there, and not the pshat that everything is there. So therefore, the gather of Ein Breira is the Ikel Meicha Shema Chelik Zeh Magil Ochiv Echlifu. Not that there's physically more of a reason to say that this is your brother's or yours, that's a Tutsadim. According on both sides of the coin, we don't know whose is whose. Even if your brother were to switch back with you, you still would say the Ikel Meicha Shema Chelik Zeh Magil Ochiv Echlifu. Maybe Rashi just means that it remains deemed as a suffix, and that's the Pshat Na'achash Shechok L'Kuchasein and Rashi all over, as well as over here. Now, the Gemara continues over here to bring a raya that ain't Breira, because if you hold Yesh Breira, what are you going to do with the Mishnah and Tmura? Says the Gemara, Meisi, V'chein HaShutvin Shecholku Echad Notel Asar V'Echad Notel Tisha V'Kelev Shekeneged HaKelev Asur and Shem HaKelev Mutar. Now, if you hold Yesh Breira, why don't you just take one sheep Keneged the Kelev, and then the rest will be Mutar. V'Eis Techol, Yesh that ain't Breira. So how could you tell me Yesh Breira, Vanan? And for the Gemara, no hakam maskin, and where the dog is worth more. And therefore, the extra snippet of dog that's going to be chal in the rest of the sheep is going to asr all the sheep as mechir kelev. And memela, you can't bring your raya from here. I just have to tell you that I was wondering all my life, l'chari, the din of mechir kelev is a pasuk in kiseitze, so mefurash a raya that there's such a thing as chalipin. Because the Torah tells you that mechir kelev is asr. Well, how was it Mechir Kelev? The Torah says it was changed, it was switched. Obviously, you know, Chfeitzim for Chfeitzim is a whole sugya over there in Hazov, if that's called Chalipin or not, or Kesef, but Akapanim, you see clear that that case of Chalipin is a Mefurish Apostik. Maisa, someone was married to me that according to this Gemara, this Mishnah and Tmura, not necessarily is every case of Mechir Kelev going to be a case of Chalipin, it could be a case where there was a Yerusha that was split accordingly. But anyway, getting back to the point at hand, the Gemara's Ukimta that the Kelev is worth more is quoted in the Rambam. And all the G'dayli Acharenim are very perplexed because the Rambam paskins that Ein Breira. And if the Rambam paskins Ein Breira, it was not necessary for the Rambam to bring down this case. Don't ask me, if the Rambam paskins Ein Breira, then why are we so busy explaining Rav Anan according to the Rambam? Because Rav Anan Lamai says in the Gemara, about the Rambam was saying Pshat in the Mishnah, and the whole sugi like that, even Phil Paskin like Rav Nachman, because of the Breira aspect, but there has to be a meaning to Rav Anan and the Pshat in the Mishnah. But as far as our Gemara goes, the whole Ukimta is only if you hold Yesh Breira, and the Rambam Paskin's Ein Breira, why was it necessary for the Rambam to bring this Ukimta? Azay Frek, the Magen Avram and some Kufnan Dalet, I believe, and the Yamshel Shleim over there, and the Big Huntress on Breira, and the Lechem Mishnah Afanar, and the Rambam, and many other Gedoyli Achrenim are Niskashe. Why did the Rambam have to bring the Sukkimta? Yeah, there's many different Mahalchim. I just want to mention a very important one from Rabbi Kiva Eger. When we speak about Breira, we have to know that the Gemara says in the end of Beya on the Flamed Zion that by the Raisa we say Ein Breira and by the Rabbanon we say Yesh Breira. The Pashtus is that it's kind of a Suffolk had a Paskin, and therefore by the Raisa we say Suffolk the Raisa Lechumra and by the Rabbanon we say Suffolk the Rabbanon Lekula. As I state in the Ran and Gittin, and this is one of the going Mahalchim in the Gemara in Beya. In any event, that the Gemara does say definitively that Midiraisa in Breira, Midirabana Yesh Breira, and that's what the Rambam Paskins apparently. So if the Rambam Paskins the Raisa in Breira, why does he have to bring our Gemara as a Kimta? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger in a couple of places that the Pshat is like this. That really these 10 sheep that are being, you know, split, Kenega the 9 sheep with the dog, the one sheep that's connected the dog, which is a Mechir Kelev, is really Batel amongst all the other sheep. The only thing is that Balei Chaim Chashiv Lei Batli, says Rabbi Kivega, that's only a Din Derabanan. Midiraisa Vadechad Betray is Batel even by animals. And therefore, Midiraisa, there's no issue over here. So therefore, it's only a Derabanan that they said Balei Chaim Chashiv Lei Batli. Oh, Derabanan, Derabanan, Yesh Preira. Oh, Yesh Preira. So then we have the Gemara's Kasha. And that's why you have to have the Gemara's Teretz, that even with the Rabbani Yesh Breira over here, that won't help Breira, because there's still going to be a smidgen of extra dog money, dog equivalent money, in the 10 sheep that you don't know where it is, besides the one that you took to the side. And then you have an issue of Mechir Kelev in all the animals. That's what Rabbi Kivager says over there in the Gilyan of the Rambam, in Perek Dalet of Yisurim Mizbeach, and in other places. This is a very important point, if you think about it. Let's say we say by the Raisa Yesh Breira and the Rabban Ein Breira, and you have an Isser the Raisa big time of Mechir Kelev and Isser Lemizbeach, and it's Batel, but the Rabbanan said it's not Batel. So how do we look at this now? Do we say now that the Rabbanan knocked out the Bittel, we have to deal with this in a Raisa fashion, and if they hold me the Raisa that Ein Breira, then who I didn't over here? Rabbi Kivager seems to be saying no. Rabbi Kivager seems to be saying that the Bittel works midiraisa even today, and it's only a rabbinical shiloh. A very important point, especially since there are other perplexing Rabbi Kivagas about Breira over there in the Sugya and Tmura Daf Lamed, that have to be ironed out, especially in light of this fact. And the Satsim Gemara over here that's applying Breira to the din of the Shutfin that are splitting up the 19 sheep together with the one dog that is the Shiloh Mechir Kelev, and the Gemara Shtalin Su Breira. So many, many Achrayim are bothered on the Rajba. There's a famous Rajba in Kedushin Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We mentioned the Gemara that says that if a ger yarshined a whole bunch of stuff from his father, the guy that died, together with his brother that did not convert, and they split up all sorts of schera, then even if the yid that's gotten the ger is not going to want to take away the zara, but his brother, his goyish brother that's going to take the Avodah Zarah, is going to take the Avodah Zarah, and the Yid is going to get money connected, it's going to be Chilufi Avodah Zarah. That's the Sugya in Kedushin Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Frek Diraj, but why is that? Don't we have a Mefurish Mishnah in Demar, Tesept in Demar, Perek Vav Alochetes, that if let's say there's a Talmud Chochman and an Amma Oretz that Yarshan from their father, he could tell him that you take the Musares and I'll take the one that's Einim Usar. even though it's Yerusha Deiraisa, that's not a problem. Says the Rashba, very simple. That there's a raya from the Gemara and Chagiga Daf Chavei to this concept that there's a difference between Breira and two minim and Breira and one min. Says the Rashba that the Tosefta is talking about Menechel, while the Gemara and Kedushin that's talking about Avodah Zarah and Susa Mechamarim and whatnot, it's two different minim, and in two minim ain't Breira. So the Rashba that you say it in Kedushin over there is that by two minim ain't Breira. In fact, the Rashban himself, we find over here that there's a story of sheep and a dog, which is two different species, two different minim. And so the Gemara applies Bray, the Gemara compares it to Brayra. So the Rashban is niskasha by this, Ad Lamoir, Ad Kedekach, he wants to say maybe Rava argues on this, you said, I ain't Shama the Rashban. Fract, Mamash, all the Gdaili Achrainim, even Shnei Yom Tavim Shagolius, the Einig Yontif, in Simon Lamed Gimel, as well as the Malbusha Yontif and the Dine Breira Kuntras, Simon Vav, the Ramaschal Oid, and many, many, many others. The Rashash, I think, asked the Kasha, how is it possible that the Rashba says that our Gemara is talking about two minim? We're not talking about the dog now, we're only talking about the 10 sheep. And we're trying to say Breira amongst the 10 sheep, which one is the Mechir Kalev and which one isn't? But it's all one species of 10 sheep. What does it have to do with two minim? And second of all, if it's taket tu minim and is yesh breira in our sugya, like the Rashba is asking that there shouldn't be, but saying that there is tu minim yesh breira in our sugya, so then it shouldn't be a problem of mechir kelev in the first place. Just like the Gemara and Kedushin is saying that since there's no breira, mimeila it's chalufei avodah zarah. And if you would say yesh breira, that it would be zechel keishi yemishari shayna, then the yid would be getting the non avodah zarahs naturally derech Yerusha, and it wouldn't be chalufei of the chelik that the guy is getting, the brother. Because it wouldn't be one connected one, a lekucha style, would be that this is what you yarshin, this is what I yarshin, and two separate tracks and channels. Elamai, if you hold ein breira, that's where they come together. And the Rashba is asking from our Gemara that we should say yesh breira. Huh? If you would say yesh breira by two minim, then this Gemara and Gitmura and Bachayr Staflon Zion, then lechari, there shouldn't even be a din of Mechir Kelev. What's the whole Gemara? This is the question that everybody bombs away on the Rashba. Ad kidei kach, that the Malbusha Yantav wants to say that this is Mamash Talmud Toya. Unbelievable how baffling this is. Reb Shimon Shkop and Shari Yosha Shar Gimel Perek Chav Beis elaborates with a whole big yisoid to explain the difference between Yerusha and Shutfus. He says that the Mishnah in Tmura that our Gemara is quoting is talking about Shutfus, while the Gemara in Kedushin and the Tosefta in Demai that the Raj was quoting is talking about brothers. Brothers that are splitting up a Yerusha, says Rav Shimon Shkop, are fundamentally different than Shutfus that are splitting up partnership in the 20, in the 19 sheep and the one dog. And that's how Rav Shimon has a whole Yisoid Lefi this to explain and answer the Rashba's Kasha, Ayin Shom. Ba'ani Yusi, I had a little bit of a problem with that because even though the Mishnah here that the Gemara is quoting and the Mishnah in Temura itself, Taka says Shutfus, but the Tosefta in Temura Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph says the exact same rule with regard to Achim, brothers. So it's hard to say that the Gemara was only discussing what it discussed because the Lashon of the Mishnah was Shutfus, and by the Tosefta's case of Achim, things would be in a whole different complexion according to Rav Shimon Yesh La'ayin. Perhaps we could suggest a different Mahalach to answer the Rashba, how he means to understand our Gemara here in Becharis as well as the Gemara in Temura. Let's understand, let's delve and realize what's the difference between Breira by Shnei Minim and Breira by Menechor. Again, we mentioned with regard to Yerusha, for example, that Breira is a huge, huge chiddush. How is it possible to say that something's retroactively revealed if there was no fine line, there was no perforation, there was no way to determine such a thing? It's just random, and now you're going to say it's retroactively revealed? So if you start off with saying a maisa, like Tosis says in numerous places, in Erev and Ein Gittin and so on, that when you're masna umefarish, like I say, Shnei Lugin Shani Yosel Lahafrish, and then later on you come and you define which ones you mean, so then it makes sense to say Yesh Breira a little bit, because at least you have a starting point to reconnect to. But to say that something's retroactively revealed when there's no rhyme or reason to say, oh yeah, from day one I was supposed to get the tables and chairs and you were supposed to get the susan v'chamarim of the Yerusha, how's it possible that Breyer should say that? So I think the first thing we have to understand in our sugi is that when it's a min echad, it's much easier. Because when you have a million wheat kernels, and basically we're splitting them in half, half and half. So yes, We could split them vertically, we could split them horizontally. I could get the ones on the right, you get the ones on the left. I get the ones in the front, you get the ones in the back. I could get the top ones, you get the bottom one. There's a whole bunch of different ways to split them up, but when it's one min, and they're all, there's no significant difference between anything involved in the split. So since it was a one entity that you were meant to split amongst the two of you or the five of you, whatever it is, and any which way that you would slice them would make no difference whatsoever, it's an easier achievement to say Breira there that whatever everybody gets is his chelik. Because it's not like there was any hurdles or ironing out that we had to make in the split. Basically, you have $100 and there's 100 people and each guy got a dollar. Or you have, 10 karkois and there's 10 yarshim and each guy got one karka. As long as they're all the same size and they're all edis or they're all ziburis, whatever it is, if there's no differences, there's no tuminim, so it's not as big of a deal to make a breira that whatever you got was your chelik. Because which in economy, it could have gone in any different direction, but there's no significant difference. But when it's tuminim, when there's tiyashim and gediyim, so if we split, I get 5 gedim, you get 5 gedim. I get 5 tiyashim, you get 5 tiyashim. And even though, yes, one's bigger, one's smaller, and so on and so forth, but at the end of the day, there are no tangible differences in price and in size and in preference, then the breira is a much easier breira. When you start saying, something, you take the tiyashim and I'll take the gedim, then already, there's no way to say that originally it was, at least it's much harder to say a breira, that it was retroactively revealed. Reuben was supposed to get the gedim and Shimon the tiyashim. A breira by two minim is by trade inherently way harder to achieve than a breira by one min, according to the way we're explaining. And perhaps that's the pshat in the Gemara and Chagiga and in the Rashba that is saying that there's a huge chilik between breira by min echad and breira by two minim, and the Rashba is trying to say that by two minim you don't say breira. Came the Rashba to the Gemara in Tmura, where we're talking about the 10 sheep that were exchanged for the 9 sheep and the dog. And the question is, if it's 2 minim or 1 min. And the Rajba seems to be saying that it's 2 minim. And the Achrayim are all asking, what kind of 2 minim is this? We're not talking about all the dog now. We're talking about the 10 sheep, which is 1 min, connected the dog. But according to what we were saying, the point of true minim and min echar is not totally in what you're discussing right now, what you want to know about these sheep, which one is Mechir Kelah. The question is, how did this split take place? The split took place, obviously, that there were 20 animals and one of them was a dog and we had to split it. And obviously, there is going to be a decision who's taking the dog. So obviously, it's 100% tuminim. You're right that our question right now, which one is the Mechir Kelev, is amongst one min of 10 sheep. But the question is based on how did this split take place? 1,000% it took place with ironing out of tuminim. Which guy's going to get the dog and which guy not? So of course there's breira going on over here in tuminim. Exactly like the Rashba's vehemently saying that it's tuminim. Because you can't sum split 19 and 1 and say that yesh breira b'min echad no shaychist. The yesh breira over here has to be a yesh breira of tuminim. That was the Rashba's kasha. Because we have to decide, who's taking the dog. It's not like a smooth 1,000 kernels of wheat or just 10 karkois that you split evenly. One karkas edis and one karkas iburis. One's a dog and the rest are sheep. Of course it's tuminim. Now the truth is the plot continues to thicken and there's a lot more to discuss. But Baruch Hashem, we're running out of time over here. I found afterwards in the Kuntrasei Shiurim and Kedushin, I believe he's saying this mahalach in the Rashba. And there's also a third mahalach if you'd like to check it out in Kedushin Reb Shleima. Reb Shleima used to love to say this pshat. He said it many times, his own pshat to answer this kasha in the Rashba. And now we have to go weiter. The Mishnah says on Daf Nun Zayin Amar Aleph here, Hakol Nechnasim L'dir L'Zaser, Chutzman Klayim U'Treifa V'Yotze Doifin M'Chusus Man V'Ayosim. So first of all, with regard to Treifa, we know the famous Rebbe Kiva Eiger, Madur Tanyonasim and Kuvches, and other Achrayim, that L'Chayra, every single time that you do Ma'isir Behema, how do you know that it's not a Treifa? Of course, you say, what do you mean you go Basaroi? But there's a famous Shita Mekubetzis in Bab Metziah Da Vovim Mit Beis that says that by Ma'isir Behema you don't go Basaroi, and if so, what's the Eitzah? How are we meant to have a case of Ma'aser Behema? I think Rabbi Kiveger's Teretz is his big Yisoid that he says numerous times, and that flaw is famous for having said this Yisoid in the end of the first Perek in Ksubis, as well as the Haksava HaKabbalah and Parshas B'chukoyse brings this down in a little bit of a different style from Rabbi Kiveger. And the Yisoid, although not every old Rishonim agree with it, but the Yisoid is as follows, that even when we say that ain't holchem a mamanach aroiv, ain't holchem a meiser behem achar aroiv, like the sheet is yisoid, and let's say other things, maybe even pikuach nefesh, perhaps in some scenarios. Even when you say you don't go basarayv, but that's only when there's a question and there's a rayv and a meat and you want to go basarayv. But sometimes there's a situation where it's completely oiske paskint, it's already well established and set that this is not a tzar. For example, the Hafla says, every time you give pidgin aben, how do you know that this is the father? How do you know the baby's not a treifa? Or at least how do you know that this is the father? Or v'nosin la'via naira, how do you know that this is the father? Maka behemi yishalmena, how do you know that it's not a treifa? Why do you have to pay? And zokta flaw this you say, that even though ayin alcham mamanach arayv, but all these things are established and taken care of already before you started, it's not like you're making a decision and being machriya according to the majority. When an animal comes to be nisaser, we don't have a shiloh, maybe it's a treifa, maybe it's not a treifa. From day one, it was well known and established, hukzak, that this is not a treifa, and that is pashtas the teretz of this shiloh. Again, a lot of different things to discuss, but that is Rabbi Kiva Eger. With regard to that the Mishnah says yosim, so it's very interesting. First of all, the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Aleph, doesn't bring the din of yosim. The Tosfos Yontif is niskash on this, and the Ravid also talks about it. Why didn't he bring it? The Mari Kurkis wants to say that the din of Yosef is included in the din of Yaitse Doifin, which is a big chiddush. And Tosfos Yontif goes on to quote the Gemara in Chulin Daf Lamed Ches, a famous Gemara, that you need to have Zepirish Lamisiv, Zepirish Lachaim, which means when you say the word Yosef, there's numerous cases, Rahman al Itzlan, of what is a Yosef. Over here we're talking about animals, but what does it mean? Either it means that the mother died at childbirth, or the mother died later on, or in between, that right after birth, the mother died. So basically, the Gemara says that the case of Yosem is Zeh Pirish L'misiv, Zeh Pirish L'chaim. Says the Tosfos Yontif, and since that's obviously very uncommon in the Efshel Tzamtzim, so therefore, we didn't have to say this case of Yosem. The Tosfos Yontif writes over there that basically, if we would have said the Yosem every single time, we would have to say it in all the Mishnayos, every single time we say Kachim, we say, you know, Klayim, Yetzidayfin, and Yosem, it would always have to be listed. Maisa the Rashash is not happy with the Tosfos Yontif at all. And the Rashash says a very interesting thing. He says that, guess what? Yosem is not a psul in all Karbonos, it's only a psul in Maisa Behema. And then Siv over here, Maray Masada, says a similar thing, and they're coming basically from a Mechilta. The Mechilta in Parshas Mishpatim says like this, Shimon ben Ach, excuse me, did I say Mishpatim Parshas Boy? Shimon ben Azay Yomer, Vavarat Matam Alem, Lefisha, Yomer, Kolasha, Yavar, Tachas, Hashavit, Shemeani, like the Gemara brings later here on the bottom, Shemeani, Afa Yosem, Bemashma, Vadin Noisim, Ma, in Balmum, Shayne, Koshal, Gabim, Mizbeach, Nichnas, Ludir, Lissasa, Yosem, Show, Koshal, Gabim, Mizbeach, Loye, Nichnas, Ludir, Lissasa. So the Mechut, the ladies, Loyzachisim, the Namakan, Avor, and Amal, and Avor, Makan, by Bechor, Ein kedush shachal, kedush shachal alav ela b'chayi imay afavara amur lahalam b'meister shloi tei kedush shachal alav ela b'chayi imay. That's what the Benazai holds in the Mechilta, and the Rashash and the Tziv want to say that it's taka only by meister behemo and nowhere else. Rabbi Zalman has a different mahalach. Rabbi Zalman wants to say that the psul of Yosin is not like the psul that we find everywhere else by other psulim. The other psulim that we have over here, klayim treifa yaitzi doifin mechus isman, are psule carbon. Sefter b'sezalman, the psul of yosim is not a psul carbon. It's a din that l'chatchila, you're not supposed to have a yosim. And memela, it's a separate type of din by carbonus. Sefter b'sezalman, but mashenki by maise behema, we learn out, a that it's not nichnas l'dir l'saser. It's pashad a din in the maiser, that azai yosim is not nichnas l'dir l'saser. The style of the psul yosim differentiates Sefter b'sezalman over there. Between, where is it, Perek Gimel over there, Halacha Yud Aleph from Nisur Mizbeach, between Meister Behema and everywhere else. But I wanted to share with you that I saw a fascinating shtickel in the Malbusha Yomtif. The Malbusha Yomtif has a shtickel in the end of Yaredeya, there's Pilpulim, where he wrote back and forth with Agurna Blaise and Moshe Horowitz, the Baal Oil Moshe, which we'll discuss on Amad Beis. And he has over there back and forth the whole discussion, which really starts off actually not discussing if Maaseh Behemah is Kaddish B'Bechor by Yosem, if Maaseh Behemah is Kaddish by Yosem, rather if a Bechor is Kaddish or not. So he starts off saying that a Yosem is not going to have Kedushas Bechor, Rabbi Eliezer Moshe, and he goes back and forth on this, and then the Malbusha Yontif brings him that Rashi and Chulin Kuflam Mavav and Bezin and Furish that a Yosem does have Kedushas Bechor. And then he brings the Mechilta that we just discussed, that's before, that Yosem doesn't have Kedushas Bechor. And then he handles that a yosin l'maisa is kosher l'korban. And he brings it to Zayas Rana, wants to say it's taka machlokes. Maybe I'm bringing a raya from Kulun Kuf Lamed Vav that a bechor is yet kodesh by a yosim, and the Mechilta seems to be saying that a yosim doesn't have kedushas bechoras. So he says the Zayas Rana, which is the Baal Magen Avram, wants to say that maybe it's a machlokes. Says the Malbusha Yontif, if that's what we're going to say, that you're learning out from different places the din of a yosim legavi kedushas bechoras, and over here there's a new pasuk of shivas yom yei tachasimoi. So he says that if Shivas Yom Yehi Tachasima is what's telling you that there's no Kedushas Bechorah by a Yosim, then it should be different than all other Yosim. A regular Yosim means if the mother was dead, B'shas childbirth, it's a Yosim, and it has a Psul. And that's the Pasha Pshat in our Mishnah, and anytime you find Yosim. So he says the Malbusha Yandif that if you say that there's a new din of Shivas Yom Yehi Tachasima, then you should learn out that if it dies, even within the 7 days, in other words, let's say if the mother lives for 5 days and then it dies, it should still have a din that the Bechorah is not Kodesh. Says Malbusha Yantif, what are you going to tell me? That if it was born, if it was Peter Rechem of a Bechor from a live mother, then the Kedusha is not going to be Paka. So he says, okay, so maybe the Kedusha's Bechor is not going to be Paka if the mother dies. But at least it should be possible like Rava, if you want to learn it out, of Shivas Yom Tachasimai. Says the Malbusha Yantif, number two, the whole din that the Gemara says in Chulun Daf Lamed Ches, that it has to be Zepir Shlemisa Zepir Shlechayim, which means that the mother's alive and the mother's giving birth, and then the baby goes and is purish l'chaim, and the mother dies. That's the case of Yosim. That's not a common case, says the Malbusha Yontif. Of course, it's very uncommon. And if that's the case, see, he says, if you look in the Gemara here, first of all, if you see this time, the Gemara said in the beginning of the parak, like we discussed in Daf Nun Gimel, that the reason why Ma'aseh Behem is not Noig Bismana says, Exeri Mishum Yosim. He says, what do you mean? If it's only a case of Zepirish Lamisa, Zepirish Lachayim, that's extremely uncommon. It's a Mosul Lechrich, like Gozer Be'rabana. That's the only case of Yosim. Also, he says, the whole story over here on the Gemara on the bottom, on the Gemara on the top of Amud Beis, that the Afilo Shachat Asima, Rabbi Shua, Vashalach Kaim, Ainz Yosim. And the Gemara says, "Hey, Rabbi Shmuel ben Sasriel, Marakis Levenol, Fnei Rabbi ben Kemenum, Ravshitan Sameisa, Umalbishin Asachai." Basically, what's the story over here? If you're going to tell me that even if the shelach is kaim, it's also not a yosim, so when are you going to ever have a case that the shelach is not kaim? If the pshat is you need it to be 7 days, then we're in business. But if you need to have it right away, when are you going to have a case? Especially, he brings on the Teres Chaim, says that even if it's Yotzer Ruboy and the mother's still alive, you're already not a Yosim. So when are you going to ever have a case of Yosim? If the Shelach is Kayim for a few minutes after me, so you're always going to have that. It's never going to be a case. As they frekta, you're being vivatal the whole Indian of Yosim by Meister Behema, frekta Malbusha Yantav. So in lieu of all this, the Malbusha Yantav wants to say a Yumangas Kiddush. He wants to say that the din of Meister Behema, that is a Psul Yosim, is a new Kiddush, that it's not enough for the mother to be alive v'shas the leida, the mother has to be alive v'shas, that it's nichnas l'dir l'hisaser. That's the new din by Meister Behema. The Malbusha Yantav is mechadish, that if let's say the mother was alive for 6 days after the baby was born, but if it's not alive, v'shas k'nisasi l'dir l'hisaser, l'cheri doesn't just mean that it has to be alive on the seventh day, on the eighth day, when it's roy, it has to be pashat b'poil alive l'cheri, when you're actually doing the tziruf and the k'nisa l'dir. That's what it's mashma, the Malbusha Yantav, a huge chiddush. That if the mother were to die before it's nichnas l'dir l'hisaser, then Baruch Dayan Emes, the baby is no longer Shaykh to Maisi Behema. Ayin Sham. Okay, we're really running out of time now. I'll tell you that there's an interesting Rashi over here. Rashi says that the case of by Mukta Veneved, Rashi says Mukta means Shefrishuhu Lahakrive Lavedizara. Basically, it sounds like it was designated to sacrifice the Lavedizara, just the designation itself. And Rashi says like this a lot of places. However, Tesis Lavedizara, Chavesim and Bez, the Ramaskal Mukta, and the Ridva in the beginning of Yetzir Doifin, and Nidim Amalaf and Amaralaf say it's not enough to do that. You need to have Truma. That's a whole sugya in Tmura Daf Chavtes, the Ayin of Sefer Shvili Tzin, and the end of Chel Gimel that has a big arisus about this. The Mishnah continues in Amud Beis. Shalosh Granos L'Maisa Beis. Pesach Ufreis Atzeres Ufreis Achag De Rebbe Kiva Ben Azay Emer etc. Rashi says animals that are Yivold Loi Ben Perek LePerek Tzarech Lo LaAsik Yishiyagia Perek Tim Yishiyagia Perek. When it comes to time, a person should not eat from these animals without taking ma'aser from them. Only midrabanan, it sounds like. But prior to that, mutter, it's mutter to eat. The mitzvah ba'al mohula asir be'imoysav, the asiri kodesh, ma'achash akoral of shem. It's a mitzvah ba'alma. How do you like that? It's a mitzvah ba'alma to take ma'asir be'ima. If you kore shem, then it's asiri kodesh. Avar arshus b'yadoi, lo'ich le'b'loi ma'asir. If he wants, he could just go and shech the animals and eat them without taking ma'asir. It's a mitzvah to take ma'asir. It's not ma'akiv. This Rashi is meduyik a little bit, that although there's obviously a big inyan, but it's not a mandatory must, it's just like, if you'd like. And the truth of the matter is, if you look at the Pesukim and Parashas B'chukhaisai, which our whole parak is based on, the Pesuk says, V'chol ma'isa b'okir v'tzayin kolasher yavar tachas ha-shevet, ha-asir yiyah kredush Hashem. All the animals which will go under the stick, the staff that you're doing ma'isa behema with, ha-asir yiyah kredush Hashem, mamish like Rashi. Sounds like Rashi's coming from the Pasuk, that yes, the 10th one, if you do everything according to the instructions, it will be Ma'aser Behema, it will be Kodesh. But not that there's an obligation and a mandatory Chiv to go, like you have to shake Lulav and you have to wear Tefillin, you have to go take Ma'aser if you have 10 Behemas, but rather, L'chadchila Yeshnam Noya, there's an Inyan, and it's a mitzvah, Kiyumas Azah, to go take Ma'aser. Azoi's Mashma for Rashi at first glance, and Azoi state in Tshuva's Oil Moshe, Chelik Beis, Simon Samach test that Shitas Rashi is that Ma'aser Behema is like a Rishus, and the Chazon Ish also over here in the Simach of Zion, which he dedicates all to our Perek, Sifkot and Gimel, also says that Rashi holds that it's a Rishus. It could be the Lashon of the Chinuch over here in Mitzvah Shin Samach is also mashma like that, that the Inyan of Ma'aser Behema is not an obligation, mamish, it's just a Rishus. And we mentioned a couple of the Yukim throughout the Perek that perhaps sound like that. There's Mashmois, Lekana, Lekana, I should say. The Chacham Tzvi also that we mentioned in Simon Lamed Gimel says that there's no chiv to be ma'aser, but if you want to sell or if you want to eat, then you should do it. But not like it's mamash a chiv. As I state the Chacham Tzvi in Simon Lamed Gimel. Now it's very geshmak lefiz of the Turi Evan, I think it's on the Avdalin in Rosh Hashanah, says that there's no bal ta'acher by ma'aser behema. If you hold that it's mamash a chiv, you can declare why shouldn't there be bal ta'acher, but if it's only reshus, there's no obligation b'chlal. Makes a lot of sense that there's not going to be any Baal Ta'acher. The thing is that the Yerushalmi and Shkol and Perek Yom is much that there is Baal Ta'acher in Ma'aser Behema. So even though we've been discussing a lot of arrows that are pointing into the direction that it's not an obligation and a mitzvah chiyuv is mamash to be Ma'aser Ma'aser Behema, L'maisa, there is a mashmois in the Teres Kainim over there in B'chukhoisai and as is mashma in the Rambam, that it is a chiv. But perhaps the Yerushalmi that holds that there's Baal Ta'acher by Ma'aser Behema stems with that, is going with that logic, with that shita, that there is a chiv. Now, this is all discussion about Parshas B'chukhoisai. But when it says in Parshas Re'ei, Aser to Aser, so it says, Yochel Einei Ba'amoyed Va'aser, Talmud Lomer Aser to Aser, that you're mechuyiv. So the Ravid explains that the reason why we needed the pasuk of Amoyed Va'aser, that you're mechuyiv, is because we don't find anywhere else that you're mechuyiv. So the Ravid is also meduyik over there in the Sifri and Re'ei, that there's no chiv in B'chukhaisai of Ma'aser Behema. Hayin Shom. I saw a very geshmaka thing in the Sefer Vayifka B'mokim and Parshas B'chukhaisai. The Ramban in the Akdamah to Dvarim says that the things that are mentioned, the mitzvahs that are mentioned in Dvarim, are mitzvahs that weren't necessarily mentioned earlier and they didn't necessarily apply in the Midbar. And the Ramban in Dvarim Yud Beis, Taka says, many mitzvahs were not noig in the Midbar, and one of them he brings down was Ma'aser Behema, Mordek. Fizeh, the pshat is, it was noig, obviously. The Pasuk says it over there, but it wasn't a chiv in Chutz Laretz in the Midbar. It was only that if you took Ma'aser, then it works. And he says that Rabbi Naftali Kaplan was Masbir, that the pshat is that there could be a kiyam of Ma'aser Behema. You could be mafresh Ma'aser Behema from 10 animals, even if there's no chiv. And that's how he wanted to answer the Briskerov's kasha. Briskerov, we mentioned, that asks in Zvachim, hey, why do you need a meat of goyim from Ma'aser Behema, typically, because they don't have 10 animals that are mechuyev v'chla, because a goy is not a bar chiyuva. So what's the meat for? As I fricked the Briskerov. So Rabbi Naftali Kaplan, because even if there's no chiyev there's still a matzav where you could take 10 animals and be ma'asir them, and it'll be asiri yi kodesh. And according to what we're saying, it's muchrach like that, be'etzem, because in the midbar, there were 10 animals, and you were able to have ma'asir v'hem yi kodesh, even though there was no asir to asir, amoid v'asir chiv, until parshas re'eh. So you see clearly that you could have a kim and a cheftz of ma'aser behemo, even if you don't have asar mechuyovis. It's mamash mukhrich minei ubei, from the whole way that the Torah tells avek, parshas v'chukoisai, and parshas re'ei, that there's taka, a cheftz of afroshes ma'aser behemo, even reshus style, like the Olam is learning in Rashi over here, and that's the parshas v'chukoisai. And then later on, there's a bezunder ma'aser chi of mitzvah saseh, of ma'aser behemo, in parshas re'ei, but akoponim, a cheftz of ma'aser behemo would have applied even without a mitzvah efsher, and perhaps that's why you need to meet by goyim as well. Ayin shom.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.